To be with you again today. You know that we make an effort each and every time we get together to bring value to your lives. There's a prayer that I make. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so that we can have a global loving community. Oh, yes, I know that's asking for a lot, and it's the intention, and we got to shoot high. We got to aim high in our goals. And part of what we're going to do today is to bring to you some wonderful, wonderful support. There's a delightful, delightful woman who, Michelle Morovity, and she is an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, and writer. And she's the founder and spiritual director of Spirituality Inside and Out. We can't just have one. We got to have both. And it's a healing and education practice. And she also has a wonderful thing called Cause Oneness, a nonprofit organization, which focuses on causing humanity into an evolution of self-awareness and unity. Now, she has authored the book 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. She's a certified Reiki and pranic healer and is certified master practitioner of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and an offshoot of that is a master timeline therapist and a master hypnotherapist. Ah, you want to get together with this person when you're in the L.A. area or use the phone to get in touch with her. This is wonderful work she's doing. And she discovered that her healing powers, she discovered them when she healed herself after being diagnosed with lupus while pregnant with her second child and basically honed those healing skills along as she was, and talk about one thing after another, she was struck by a vehicle, while crossing the street. I mean, in those, you don't want to get hit by those too often, I can tell you that for sure. And during her healing from lupus, Michelle awakened to the healing power within that we all possess, and using her mind power and the mind-body-soul connection, the divine healing energy within, and the support of another healer, Michelle then healed herself. We got to hear what she has to say. This is great. Now, during this time, Michelle experienced her inner awakening to her true self and what she terms as the God within. And you know from, if you've read any of Jesus the Christ, what he said, it is the Father within who doeth the works. So here's Michelle having a profound healing experience, and has she got some beautiful things to share. And on her wonderful website, www.spiritualityinsideandout, you'll see a variety of things, books, CDs, inspirational T-shirts. This is one amazing, amazing woman. Without further ado, let me happily introduce you, my beloved listeners, to Michelle. Michelle, hello.
Hi, Ken. Hi, how are you?
Better now that I'm on the phone with you and on
I
the
love
show
your
with
prayer.
You.
I'm
hey.
Sorry about that.
Now,
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, I really felt the vibration of your prayer.
Oh.
Like, I really felt it in my cells as you were praying.
Well, thank you.
I really felt it, and it put a smile on my face immediately.
Oh.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, hooray. I'm so happy. Whenever we can do that and connect to spirit and inspire others, isn't that a thing of beauty?
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
And you are a veteran of that. And one of the wonderful things that I'm curious about is an emphasis that you put on forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And would you help go into a little bit about why forgiveness is so important in healing oneself and living a peaceful life inside and out?
Well, in my experience, forgiveness is important because it's a clearing for love to reveal itself, the love within. When we're holding on to the past, when we're holding on to the grudges and the anger and the frustration and the agitation and the blame, there is no room for love to reveal itself. So what I found in my healing experience many times, you know, after the lupus, even after my accident, is I do a forgiveness session every day on myself. As I forgive myself for any wrongdoings, any wrong thoughts, any judgments towards myself and others, and as I forgive others for what I perceive they have done wrong to me, and I ask for forgiveness. So it's like a triangle here.
Yeah.
I feel lighter, I feel clearer, and the love within my heart just reveals itself, and I'm able to connect to the oneness and to inner peace.
Wow. You know, I am just here receiving a profound message. I know some of my listeners may be well aware of this, but what you're bringing up is something that I am inspired to add to my daily practice, because I'm being reminded by you that the forgiveness thing, it isn't like a one-time thing. If I take a bath and I fill the bath water and I've taken some of the dirt off of me and put it in the bath water and then I pull the plug on the tub, that water's gone. It's not going to come back on me again.
Mm-hmm.
I've released it, and it's a one-time thing, and that's done. I may have to cleanse again, but still, that dirt is gone. And what you're reminding us is that in our daily interactions with ourselves and others, that typically in the human experience, stuff comes up, and we need to be alert that forgiveness process on a daily basis is an important ritual to keep us connected to the love.
Absolutely. Also taking responsibility by acting on forgiveness, I'm taking personal responsibility for my own actions, for my own thoughts, for my own perceptions, for my own words, for my own deeds. And it just gives me clarity, you know. And from clarity, I'm able to move forward and do good deeds, you know, make a difference and just be love. That's my intention.
And now, you're talking about taking responsibility, and I'm wondering how do you personally go about actually accomplishing that? Because it's a concept to take responsibility. That's not a specific action.
Mm-hmm. So specifically going back to my disease, you know, when I was very, very sick, I was in a judgmental place, and from coming from a consciousness of victimhood, that is really not empowering, it's actually disempowering. But once I realize and I awaken to I am responsible for whatever I have created in my life, then I'm able to undo it, you know, gain my power back. Taking responsibility for whatever I have created, which is my disease, to be honest, which is my own thoughts, my own judgments, my own criticism, my own self-punishment, my own anger, you know, my own resentment. I am responsible, I mean, it can be really simple, Ken, you know? Just, I am responsible, period. As I am responsible, I am able to undo it. Actually, I find it very empowering to take responsibility. This is just who I am. And then from there, I just take actions of being loving, of being forgiving, of letting go, of accepting, of being grateful, you know?
Ah, okay. Yeah, so tell me more. You brought up being grateful. How does that help align us with the greater life, with the spirit, with the universe? Well, would you speak to that a little?
Yes. Again, going back to my disease and healing, to be honest, this has been a great transformational time in my life. I mean, I just became a whole new person, like a rebirth took place. Before I got sick, I was always in a state of gratitude, okay? When I got sick, I was grateful for everything that I had, but I was praying for any learnings that I have to get in order to be healed. Now, living in the darkness and going basically through hell with my disease and all that I went through, I am grateful for having that experience. As bad as it was, as harsh as it was, as negative as it was, as saddening as it was, whatever it was, I am truly grateful. I am grateful for having that experience in my life, for I am a better person, and I am directly connected to the God within me and all that is. And to love. I'm grateful for every blessing. I'm grateful that I'm able to walk right now where I wasn't able to walk when I had my disease. I'm grateful for that accident that I had, that it was a near-death accident, because I awakened to saying yes to life fully every single day. You know, and I know that being grateful is totally connecting me to the universe, to God, to allness, whatever term we have for this magnificent power. It just directly, I feel it, I know it, it connects me directly to the source. And as I'm grateful, I'm able to attract more of what I'm grateful in my life, you know?
Mm. Wow. Now, how, for the law of attraction, if my listeners have heard of the secret or the law of attraction, I know there's a part of that that deals with visualization. Can you describe a little bit about that and how you use that in your work?
Well, specifically, I'm going to tell you that I used it during my healing with lupus and during my accident. You know, when I had my accident, I was struck in such a way that I couldn't walk for a period of time. What I would do, and you know, it's practice, by mastering what we practice, is that we can really claim it to be the truth. This is how I live. You know, I just don't live by reading something and saying, oh, okay, this works. I practice it, and I know it works. By visualizing every day that I'm able to walk, and one of my passions in life is to dance. By visualizing every single day that I'm able to dance, within a month, actually, after my accident, I was able to stand up, walk, and I threw myself a party, grateful for being alive. So this is one way. The power of visualization is so powerful that as we attract, we're able to actually manifest it, you know, create it in our lives.
So you helped through visualization to be able to walk within a month after your accident?
Yes. That's one of the tools. That's not everything.
Okay.
That's one of the tools that I use.
And was that something that you did for like 15 minutes once a day or for 2 or 3 hours at a time? How did that work for you?
Yeah, to be honest, several times during the day, because once one is all bruised up and banged up and can't walk and a wound on the stomach and a concussion, there's nothing else to do except to rest and direct one's energy, my own energy, into healing, you know? That's all I did. I just put all of my energy into I'm going to be healed. And so during the day, during different segments of the day, I would just visualize myself walking, dancing, hiking, going for walks outside, everything that I love to do in order to regenerate my system into going back to full optimal, you know, function. And it worked. Not just that. Again, not just the power of visualization. I work with the healing energy, the universal healing energy, as I surrendered myself. You know, I would lay in bed. I would just say, I surrender myself to God. You know, I surrender myself. I believe in angels. So because I have really experienced all their magnificence, love and nurturing and support since my healing with lupus. I surrender myself to the healing energy. And what I also said is I surrender myself to any healer there is. I don't know where that came from. I just did it. And I would actually feel vibrations throughout my body as if there is this energy working inside and outside of me to heal me. You know, I think that this universe, God, is a beneficial God.
You do.
He wants good for us. So. You know.
Well, that's important. Albert Einstein, I think, in his genius, one of the things that he had mentioned, he said that if a person was going to make an assumption, he felt like one of the most important assumptions a person could make was that the universe was a friendly place. And you're talking about that you have basically adopted that theory.
Absolutely. The universe, God, all that is, the creator, light, whatever term each individual has, is friendly, it's loving. I find it that it's my own perception, it's my own belief that creates that God. You know?
Ha! Okay.
Yes, if I create that God to be a mean-spirited, judgmental, condemning God, it will be that, because I'm creating that God to be.
Wow.
I choose to create God, my beloved, and I'm passionately in love with God. I just want to put it out there. I am devoted, I am committed.
And it's fully legal to do that, I take it. You're not likely to get arrested for loving God, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was funny. That really tickled something.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Exactly.
And so I'm creating that God to be a friendly God, to be my master, my teacher, my healer, my beloved, my source, my provider, my everything. You know, and as I surrender to that, I'm not going to create this God to be all that is and say, no, but I'm going to run the show. It doesn't work that way. For me, it didn't. It did by surrender. Every single time during my healing with lupus, with actually, I've been through a very sad divorce as well.
Oh.
Yes, through my divorce, through my accident, I just surrendered. I mean, after pushing, controlling, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. I decided, hey, you know what? There's something wrong here. I'm just going to surrender. Every single time, Ken, I surrender to this beloved, nurturing, loving, friendly, as you say, God. I reap the benefits. I really did. As in healing, as in love coming my way, as of miracles, unexpected miracles, goodness, whatever, grace, whatever. So...
Ah, and of course, the important part of that is the direct healing of some serious health conditions that you've experienced.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, not saying that I surrendered and chick-chock, you know, oh, boom, I'm healed. I did a lot of internal work, changing my belief system, you know, my lifestyle, learning to love myself, learning to let go of what I cannot change. Learning to forgive, learning to take responsibility, learning to accept what is, and this too shall pass. You know? A lot of cleansing inside, but co-creating with the divine, being one with the divine. All things are possible, truly. All things are possible. I believe that we limit. All things are possible. We limit that.
Yes. Yes, well, that's the way that some of the teachings have been put forward, is that God, this universal giving of creative energy, is perpetually flowing at a infinite, overwhelmingly large amount of giving that takes place. And some of the questions are, how much are we willing to receive?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I guess is some of these different things that you've done, have these helped open up your life to to that deeper connection and to receiving more of that love through your healings? And
absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to put out there one thing that I do every single day. When something doesn't go with alignment and in harmony of with God, with love, with compassion, I ask myself, what is it in me that is creating this? You know, that's part of the responsibility that I'm talking about. What thoughts am I having? What is going on in me? And I believe that we all have the answers within us.
Oh, you mean we don't have to go get another book to find it?
Well, I do have a book, honest to God.
Your book is what?
My book is 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul, which is channeled from the God within me.
Ah, now help me to know, because when we go to your website, I guess there's a couple of ones, the spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Yes.
There's one of the photographs of you that just radiates so much joy and loving compassion. I really want to compliment you on the care that you've given yourself to bring forth that love.
Mm.
And in doing that, I know that in your book, The 101 Transformational Insights, that there's some things that you would want to point out, perhaps, why this is actually a unique and important addition to our library. Would you help us to be inspired to come and get your book?
I'll let God do the inspiration.
Okay.
But, you know, this book, it really is channeled from the God within me, which is the God within everyone. And it's just designed to awaken the reader to their true self, to their own power, to their own possibilities of creation. To be honest, this is what it is. It's an opening. But again, what I say is that we all have the answers within us. Just taking time out to listen, being open to ourselves, you know, and ask, and we shall receive the answers, the guidance, the direction, whatever we need, God inside has it for us. So that's my message, to be honest, that we have the power within to heal. We have the answers. What is going on in me that creates this outside of me? And I listen. It will guide me. When we ask, the answer comes. All we have to do is listen.
And now, sometimes listening in the midst of a busy life, that can be challenging. Can you give us any suggestions on ways to be more open to the listening?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if I told you this before, but during my healing process, I had an interesting experience with the two tunnels of light.
And, tell me about that.
Oh, okay.
So
during my healing process, as I was wide awake sitting in a chair, all of a sudden I saw a tunnel of light from the right side and another tunnel from the red side coming in towards me. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice in my left ear telling me, your cells are being renewed and rejuvenated. You are being healed. I was like, huh? What? What is going on? Can you imagine? Who's talking to me? This is the God within you. Okay? And from there, you know, being skeptical, what is going on? I never heard of this before. You know, a ton of voices. So from there, I became highly intuitive, and I started to connect to angels, guides, seeing energies, and stuff like that. And this voice continuously kept talking to me, you know? And what I had to do was take time out, okay, from my busy schedule, from my kids, from life, from challenges, in order to connect to this voice so that I could feel it, so that I could hear it, so that I could sense it, you know? It was my choice, Ken, to take time out in order to connect to this divine presence inside me. It's all about choice. We can have all the reasons in the world. I'm a single mother of two, you know. I can have all the reasons in the world why I'm not going to meditate. But I choose that as one of the priorities in life for. Because of that connection, that dialogue, that oneness, I'm able to create a better life for myself, my family, and humanity. I'm able to clean myself. Forgive me if I'm talking too much.
Oh, it's so great.
I'm just very passionate.
So, and you're doing, accomplishing a lot of that cleaning and renewing in your meditative practice?
Yes.
And can you describe that a little bit more? Because there's different ways to meditate.
Absolutely. So what I do is that I have several places in my home where I'm just drawn to meditate. And what I do is just I sit in quiet. I just want to tell myself I want to sit in quiet. Either I pray, I connect, I say I am one with all that is. You know, for me, I've learned that this statement, I am one with all that is, I am one with God, just over a period of time, because I practice this so much, it connects me immediately. Now, either I start to sway left to right, I feel the presence of love in my heart, or I start to get guidance from inside me. Now, this is with, you know, 5 years of practice, I am where I am right now. But for beginners, what I encourage them to do is to just observe what is, the mind chatter, blah, 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 right, that we always have.
And oh, then, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, I'm not really for resisting the mind chatter, practicing stillness in my mind, because that's more of a resistance that creates for me. What I'm all about is observing my thoughts. I observe my thoughts, I observe my surroundings, and then I take a deep breath. I observe again, oh, I'm having this thought, oh, okay, this is coming by, and then I breathe again. And through this process, actually, we go deeper and deeper.
I'm curious, because that's, you know, wonderful in terms of, you know, of a place to be resourceful. Can you share any advice? Sometimes myself or people in general can get so caught up in that mind chatter that, you know, you mentioned that you observe it, mm-hmm. which is, of course, a great position. I'm wondering about when someone's kind of caught up in the midst of it and it's just going around in their head pretty loud or whatever, that how do they get from that place to being in a place of being this observer from where we detach from the emotion as an observer? We're just noticing it.
Mm-hmm.
And any hints on how to go from when we're stuck in some of these emotions and we may be whatever, right? Just all kind of wrapped up in it to getting that distance by being that observer.
Absolutely. I am not my thoughts. I am not my emotions. Right?
What you say to yourself? If you're, I'm not sure if I'm asking this correctly or not.
You are.
If you're in the midst of something, or it may not be you personally, but you may be dealing with someone as a client, because let's say, you know, clients are turning to you for some support, and they're just really caught up in the mind chatter, and, you know, whatever. Some people end up with anxiety attacks if it gets bad enough,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want it to get that point. We want to be able to pull back from it, so I was just kind of seeing if there's any helpful hints that you might be able to share with our listeners here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what I found out is actually that we neglect our being, and we're so busy in doing and having. That's why we experience the disease and the anxiety and the depression. And this is just my experience. True? I'm just talking about my experience.
Yes.
So what I have found is, let us start giving more attention to our being. And by being is, I'm sitting down. I'm just being, you know. Okay, this mind chatter is going on. The mind chatter is just going on. It just is. I am not one with this mind chatter. You know, I choose to just observe it. It can be that simple, honestly.
Yeah.
It can be this simple. We don't have to make it so complicated. It doesn't have to be a complicated discipline that, oh, my God, it takes hours, blah, blah, blah. No. I just sit down and, okay, I am just observing. Okay, so I'm not giving meaning to these thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
If these thoughts just, you know, you didn't do this today, you should have done it today, blah, 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 blah. I'm not giving meaning to it, okay? Mm-hmm.
Ah, there's a phrase from some trainings that when some of that stuff comes up, and, oh, it can have some judgmental tone to it. Why did you do this? Blah, 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 blah. And one phrase is, thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing. Okay. Okay. I'm just observing you. I'm just observing. And then take a deep breath. You know, the breath is so important.
Ah, okay. So that's one of the keys in the midst of that is to go with a deeper, longer breath.
Yes. Breath is the life force within us. The breath is our heart. It's our soul. You know, it's our life force. It's our being. And as we're observing, then we're taking a breath, you know, take a deep breath. This just breaks the pattern, you know, observing, taking a deep breath, observing, taking a deep breath. I found this very beneficial, really, in my own practice. You know, to be honest, there's different ways. There is the thought coming up saying, knock, 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 you know, over and over again. And it's like, okay, I'm going to open up the door now. What do you want? You know, that for a period of time, I was doing that one. You know, do you know what I'm saying? This message, this thought keeps coming, and we keep not answering the door.
Oh, okay. Ignoring it or denying it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock. I'm here again. I'm here again. Maybe it's saying drink water, you know? Drink more water. You need more water. Or did you go for a walk? Did you go for a walk? And we're neglecting it, right? It's saying knock, 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 knock. Okay, I'm going to open the door. Yes, what do you want? I'm here to tell you to drink more water. Okay, thank you. Exactly what she said. You know, God has given us so many tools to heal ourselves, to become more clear. It's our choice. This is what I find. There's so many different tools and modalities from all these coaches, healers, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've got quite a range, I think, with the hypnotherapy and the... did you also do some shamanic healing?
No.
Or what other kind of healing work? Because I'm thinking if someone's needing some help and they want to turn to you, I mean, can you help us release some of the past and get beyond that?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm an intuitive, so with all this background that I have with pranic healing, Reiki, and NLP, and hypnosis, and timeline, my passion is just my intuition and my God. So in the session, basically, I surrender, I pray, and I surrender the session. And being open to God's will, God knows best what is highly beneficial for both of us in that session. So through hypnotherapy, through past life regressions, and through just different techniques in the present moment, we're able to release the past. Now, whatever name it has, but I do it intuitively. I don't give it a name. It's just intuitive healing. But we are all able to release our past. The past is in our subconscious mind. We just can transform the data in there and create new beliefs for optimum health, well-being, and success, if that answers your question.
Yeah. And then do people call in on a one-on-one basis to get to work with you, or do they come to your office or to workshops? How is it that people can avail themselves to the benefit of your healing abilities?
Yes, so I do one-on-one sessions. My office is actually in my home. I do remote sessions by phone. I have seminars. I have a daily insight list that I channel. Insights every day, and all they have to do is go to the website and click where it says Daily Insights, and it's free. I channel it on different topics, on different ways of healing every day. And by my meditation CDs, people can get support, which is also channeled through the God within me. So these are ways.
And they can get that at going to spiritualityinsideandout.com?
Yes, yes.
And that's all small letters, all the words spelled out, spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Because I know it can be so helpful when we're trying to get some support to make changes, that guided meditation kind of time.
Absolutely.
So that instead of just our mind wandering off, when we can get some guidance, and folks, I mean, she's just doing some wonderful, wonderful work, and I want to invite you, as you get moved to make some changes in your life, to go visit that website and take a look at the variety of offerings that she can do for you personally or through the CDs that you can utilize in making your lives better. That's wonderful things that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now, I'm just wondering, how did you, because you've been on a spiritual path, I can tell, how did you get into the spirituality?
Yes, well, exactly through the healing of lupus. You know, I noticed that I was spiritual all my life, and actually I was intuitive all my life, and I believed in God. You know, I was raised in was raised in a Jewish family. My background is Judaism, but I always, as a child, up to now, age 40, I believed in just one God for all. But what really connected me more to this God and awakening within was through my healing with lupus. And what happened is that I chose to be totally committed to God, to the Beloved, and through there I have just dedicated my life to having a spiritual life, as I am a spiritual being living a physical life over here, you know, on this planet Earth in this lifetime.
Right here, right now, folks. It's happening.
In this lifetime. So,
oh, okay.
This is where
so you feel like you still keep some of your original heritage, or is that blended into now your just spiritual life? How do you work with that?
Yes, it's blended in because actually my son's going to have a bar mitzvah in January. But, you know, with all due respect to all religions, again, I believe that God is the oneness. There is no separation. And so that's why actually I've created this nonprofit organization. I haven't. God has through me, which is called Cause Oneness. Its intention is to create oneness on this planet through humanitarian work, through expansion of consciousness, through unity, through love, through support, you know. And so spirituality for me is also, it's manifesting itself through this organization in this way.
Mm.
So basically in the present moment, my spiritual self, as I let go and let God, reveals itself here, there, with the homeless, you know, with a client, with this, with that. This is my spiritual life as I am open to God's will.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, and so you're listing there some of your passions of dancing, and is that right? Are you able now to have healed to the point where you're active in dancing again?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Well,
absolutely.
You don't have any pictures? Are they on your website somewhere?
No. No, you think people would want to see a picture of me dancing?
Well, I would, as happy as you are and what you've been through, and to come out the other side as joyous and as committed to loving and supporting others by loving and supporting yourself and going deeper and deeper into your connection to your Creator, that's worth watching.
Absolutely.
So,
oh my God, thank
so
you.
There could be a section on your website of this is Michelle having fun.
Wow, thank you for that insight. You know, I truly get that God is speaking to you right now. I appreciate that. Because I've been working on my true passions for the past week.
Yeah.
And you know, you're totally aligned with what I've been working on. And I think I will do that. Thank you.
Yes. So that when we go to spiritualityinsideandout.com, we can not only have that wonderful experience of those CDs, your new book, 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul, that we can be reminded by your example to claim the joy of living.
Thank you.
What
Thank
a
you.
Gift, Michelle.
Thank you. You know, Ken, if I may, you touched on something that everything that I've gone through is just 5 years of disease, a very sad divorce, and a near-death accident. accident, with all this, I am so grateful for everything that I went through. I had days where I used to cry my heart out. You know, when I was sick with lupus, my legs would totally give out. My body would totally give out. For example, let's say at 7 o'clock I went for a rest in my bedroom. And my ex-husband, my husband then with my kids, would go out somewhere. I would be in a situation, Ken, where I had to go to the bathroom. I was thirsty, I was hungry, and I wasn't able to get out of bed.
Oh.
And I would cry my eyes out, and I would say, God, what have I done to deserve this? But please help me learn whatever it is I need to learn in order to be healed.
Oh.
But through everything that I've gone through, I am so grateful because I'm so clear. If I hadn't gone through everything that I had gone through, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Mm.
The oneness with God, you know, being love, wanting, choosing to be the presence of love. Now, love has many, you know, definitions, but for me, love is everything. And to be a source of inspiration and whatever I am as God's will, as my purpose, as my soul, I'm totally grateful, you know.
Well, and you made a key statement there, that there you were hungry, there you were having to go to the bathroom and unable to move,
mm-hmm.
and weeping, crying, and then somewhere in that, when you're asking, you know, what have I done, and this other phrase, what do I need to learn?
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, that's huge,
mm-hmm.
Because so often, when something's going on, there's that default program that says, why me, God? Why me? I deserve better. Why me? Versus this enlightened state of, this is in my life. What do I need to learn?
Absolutely. That was my prayer every day.
Every single,
I don't know where that came from, to be honest. Afterwards, after I got all of my learnings that I asked for,
yeah.
I was like, these are the prayers that I had. I can't believe it. Afterwards, you know, I was like, this is what I used to pray every single day, not being able to move, being miserable, being depressed, living in pain and inflammation. You know, what is it that I need to learn? Give me my learnings. And I got it. As I asked, I received.
Ah, and then from receiving that came your healing.
Yes. And from my healing, receiving, now I'm giving it out.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. And not just through your practice, through your coaching and counseling, but through the work, you've got this cause to create oneness foundation, and there's an event coming up, isn't there?
Yes. And so this event came to me by divine inspiration. It's a fundraising to raise money via the hand-to-hand ministry of Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles.
Here. Oh, Reverend Michael Beckwith.
Yes. So one of their ministries is the hand-to-hand that they work with the homeless. Specifically, their center is in Santa Monica, where there's a large population of homeless there. So what came to me is to do a fundraising, one, to bring awareness to the homeless situation. Where love unites one to another is a tagline here. To create oneness within the event, to bring awareness, to unite, to create love and harmony, and also through the ticket sales, all the proceeds will go to the hand-to-hand which support the homeless with quality of life. So I'm really excited about that. As we let go and let God, God works miracles through us. Be open to expect the unexpected. This is my motto.
Be open. Say that again.
Be open to expect the unexpected.
Ah, okay. And I'm guessing from talking to you that it's some unexpected goodness.
Yeah, this is the unexpected.
Versus the unexpected terrorism.
Oh, yeah, my consciousness is even there. Even the unexpected is a blessing for me. Oh, okay, let me see. What do I need to clear in myself? What am I supposed to learn here? How can I improve myself?
So whether it comes up immediately to your liking or like in the case of an accident or disease, because how many people run out and go, geez, I wish I could get hit by an SUV today. That would be my idea of a good time.
No.
Well, actually, no.
No.
No, not even on a first date. We don't even want to do that.
No.
But you did it, and what you're saying is that, and be ready for the unexpected, is that there's some lurking goodness in whatever happens to us.
Yes.
And that sometimes it's obvious, like if you win the lottery or find true love, and other times if it's dealing with lupus or being a few seconds late and getting out of the way of an SUV, that there's still this goodness, and you've found that path to get us to see that it's a lesson and there's something important in it for us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for clarifying that.
Wow.
Because people can perceive it, in a different way, but thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, because you're the resource that people can turn to, whether they're getting your book or CD or calling you for an appointment, going to your website, spiritualityinsideandout.com, or for this healing causeoneness.org, for this healing for the homeless in Santa Monica, and to open up that consciousness. It's not just about the homeless in Santa Monica, of course.
No.
It's because there's a lot of homeless out there all over the place.
Absolutely. And we're all one. No matter what is going on, who am I to judge where they are, why they are? Maybe it's their soul path, maybe they need to be right there, but they need support to move to the next level. This is where I'm coming from.
Beautiful.
So because in this process, actually, I have had contact with people who are totally like, I'm not going to support the homeless. They're just lazy. There's plenty of opportunities out there. And I'm like, who am I to judge? I don't know what's going on in their consciousness. But in the oneness, in the collective consciousness of all that there is, on a soul connection, I am one. And I, within the energy of love, there's compassion. And I just want to be that.
Yes. So. Yeah, and that's beautiful, because as we started with this theme of forgiveness, of that really being like one of the focal points, and sometimes there's that forgiveness that's done for ourselves, and then with your cause, you're talking about, in a way, forgiving and accepting others where there may be judgment. Why are you homeless? Why don't you get a job? What do you think? You're too good to work, or who knows what?
Mm-hmm.
But you're reminding us to have that place of forgiveness in our hearts for ourselves and for those whom we might judge harshly.
Beautifully said.
Oh.
And all this is totally God at work. God takes all the credit.
Give all the credit to God.
Give all the credit to God, honestly. I am just an open, willing, committed vessel. Channel, whatever, child of God, but God gets all the credit for wanting to support and love all of his, her, creation, children, manifestation, whatever way each person has to, define whatever. You know what I mean? There's so many words out there for saying whatever we want to say. So,
oh, yeah.
I give all the credit to God all the time.
Wow. That's
because
important.
I encourage everyone to be one with their God. And that's where true fulfillment and bliss is.
Yes. Well, we were given 10 commandments many years ago by this guy who went up on the mountain. Apparently he was lost because he didn't make it down for 40 days.
Mm.
Or I guess, actually, I think he had a spiritual ritual to do up there for 40 days.
Mm.
And then he came down with the 10 commandments. And unless they mixed up the order, the one that was first was about putting God first.
It works.
Yeah, and there you are doing that and and having this healing in your life. And of course, it's not only wonderful just to be in the presence of that energy. It's exciting to see that you've used that energy to create some gifts to share with others. The book, the CDs, your practice, where people can turn to you, come to classes, call for an appointment. Use the CDs because they're imbued with your energy, with this passion that you have for putting God first and the results that it's produced in your life, real, tangible, major results of superb healing. Michelle,
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, yay, Michelle. Let me give myself a hug now.
Yeah. Well, everyone, reach out there. If you don't have someone sitting near you to hug, wrap those arms around yourself, squeeze, and go, ooh.
Actually, you know what? This is one of the things that we do in the meditation classes that I have. I invite everybody to wrap their arms around themselves and love themselves because they're beautiful children and creations of God. You know, if we all loved ourselves, do you think we would get sick?
No.
If I love myself, would I have a disease? I don't think so. That was one of my biggest lessons. That was number one, foundation. Love yourself, Michelle. Take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. You know, stop punishing yourself. Stop being so harsh. Stop being expecting so much of yourself, you know. It's not over yet. I'm still doing it, but I'm very mindful now.
Yes. Well, you've moved along on the path far enough that you can help others that still are wanting to grow through some of those challenges, and that's the beauty of what you offer. Oh, Michelle, I wish, just for the joy of visiting with you and the insights that you have to share, I wish we could continue to chat, and we have to make way for other good people on the radio to come on, and so for now, as we wrap things up, I just want to say a huge thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to come be with us, share of your joy and your love and your marvelous, marvelous insights that you've gained through an amazing life. Thank you so much.
Thank you and bless you. Bless you, bless you. Thank you. I love you.
Oh, love you. You just have a wonderful day. And my beloved listeners, Enjoy, spread the word about Advanced Living Radio. Go visit Michelle's spiritualityinsideandout.com. Tune in next week for another Advanced Living Fun and Games radio program. We're going to make your lives better whether you like it or not. So there, take that. And God bless you all. May you just connect in your own beautiful divine way with that holy presence that's within you, that your life is blessed and flourishing. And until we meet again, I say God bless you and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God cut myself loose and let go.